Leaders of the European Union and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States wrapped up the third EU-CELAC summit in Brussels on Tuesday. The meeting was co-chaired by the President of the European Council, Charles Michel, and Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves in his role as pro tempore President of CELAC. Prime Minister Gonsalves said the summit touched on a wide range of practical issues.
The EU-CELAC summit possesses the possibilities to advance a progressive agenda for engagement between our two regions and for a resetting of the global agenda in ideas and practices to fit our troubled times of turmoil and global challenges. CELAC promises to be wholly constructive in pursuit of this noble quest. This is a time of despair, of fresh hope beyond the travails threaten to envelop all of us. I am aware that member states of the European Union may have an understandable preoccupation with the situation in Ukraine. But this summit ought not to become another unhelpful battleground for discourses on this matter, which has been and continues to be addressed in other more relevant fora. Mature diplomacy is what is required between the contending parties to effect a resolution which, if not entirely satisfactory to each party, is at least a conclusion of mutually agreed dissatisfaction. The war continues to consume abundant treasure and to cause the shedding of unnecessary blood. And the global economy bleeds unnecessarily too, as the warring and fighting bring enormous additional pain and suffering to the poor in distant lands through rising prices of food, oil, and borrowings. So let there be a constructive peace talks, not unproductive posturing in quest of hegemony or imperial domination. Nevertheless, what happens in Ukraine is of enduring significance, not only to the engaged combatants, but to all humanity. Thus, the reasonable demand for a cessation of hostilities and a negotiated peace.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. The EU and CELAC leaders committed to renewing their long-standing partnership, which is founded on shared values and interests and strong economic, social, and cultural ties. I'm Donnie Collins with today's CELAC report.